This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are 1 week, count them, 7 short days to Christmas, and it's more likely than not that somebody on your list wants a video game, the latest installment of some blockbuster franchise. Games whose sales are equal to or sometimes beat box office receipts for big-budget movies. This year, you can add to that list of games, believe it or not, a new version of the Nintendo classic Super Mario Bros. It has sold more than 40 million copies since it first came out back in 1985. But why? What is it about that little plumber guy that makes people spend good money? To find out, I went down the street from the Frank Stanton Studios to the Game Innovations Lab at USC to talk to Sean Bouchard, Elizabeth Swenson, and Simon Wiscombe, who may just be designing the next version of Super Mario. And before we talked, we did the logical thing. We sat down on a big red sofa in front of a wall-sized television, and we played a game.
So
what do I do?
Start.
The little arrow thing?
Yeah, a little arrow thing.
All right. Whoa. Zooming over a desert landscape.
The game is called Journey. You're on a quest of some sort or another, near as I can figure out, across a desert towards some mountain-looking thing. It's not first-person shooter or a dance tutorial. There is no score. There are no weapons to discover. So what you do, well, I wasn't really sure.
Okay, hold the X and then... Oh, I can fly! I can fly! This is good. Okay, so now can I fly, like, directionally? Yes, I can. Oh, but now I landed again. Okay, so here's the thing. This could conceivably go on forever,
yeah.
Right? And if I don't get some kind of reward soon, I'm done, and I'm going to go, I don't know, walk the dog or something.
As you explore, you discover more of these things that make your scarf longer. And the longer your scarf is, the longer you can fly. And the flying is the reward. It's fun. It's exciting. It's something that you want to be able to do. And the game then can use that, can leverage that to tell you this is where you should go. This is how you should be behaving. Because if you behave correctly, then we'll give you more scarf.
I'm going to be really cynical here and say this game is manipulating my behavior.
Every game manipulates your behavior. Yep. That's the secret of game design. Movies express things through dialogue and through images. We express things by behavior modification, really, by telling you what sorts of behaviors will reward and what sorts of behaviors will punish.
And people pay for this.
Absolutely.
When I was first playing video games in arcades 30 years ago, it was Donkey Kong, from whence Mario came, right? Mm-hmm. What is it about that little freaking plumber guy that makes it stick around for 30 years?
I think it's a combination of the wonderful design that Nintendo is doing. They know how to make games. In Mario, the main interaction is jumping. And if that's what you want, that how you feel like that could express what your ideas are, then that's what you build a game around. And on top of that, maybe it's an unlikely hero that people love. I've never heard of a plumber being a hero in any other narrative, and maybe we're drawn to that.
This is an art form that is the nucleus and the foundation for a business that is in the many, 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 many billions of dollars. Do you guys have that in the back of your minds? I mean, are you aware that that's eventually where you're going? You're going out into this world where you're going to be in an enormous industry. Elizabeth?
I think that we're aware of it. We're, of course, deeply aware of it. But I think in the same way that film is such a huge industry, but I think a filmmaker still sees what they do as a piece of art. And I think many designers now are feeling comfortable taking on a similar role.
I definitely feel aware of the realities of the industry, but there's, you know, I think it's a balance. It's trying not to compromise our ideals too much to reach, but still reach enough to actually have an impact.
Welcome to the real world, pal.
Yeah.
All right, this mountain is far away, man.
Well, it's a journey.
What is that, a little inside gamer joke right there?
No,
that's a game design.
Game.
I know it's the name of the game. Guys, man. All right, where'd the mountain go? Am I going to get there by the time I have to leave?
No.